Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE's Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. And today, we're taking a look at the issue for the week of May 30th, 2011, with a cover story on chemical applications for the automotive sector. This special feature kicks off with an incredible four-page foldout, taking a look at all the chemicals driving change in today's new vehicles, both inside and out. Then, the latest issue takes a look at the long and short-term prospects. After enjoying a steady recovery since the 2008 financial crisis, the global auto industry is once again experiencing turbulence. First, the March earthquake and tsunami in Japan forced the country's major automakers to cut production, with repercussions felt worldwide as global supply chains were hit. And now auto sales in some key markets are showing signs of easing, raising concerns about prospects for the rest of the year. But analysts and players alike remain confident of the auto industry's recovery. After that, the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business examines Saudi Arabia's ambitious plans to attract car manufacturers to the region. The Saudi government has highlighted automotive as one of the industrial clusters it intends to develop as part of plans to diversify the economy and create new jobs. The automotive cluster will focus on the whole automotive chain, from original equipment manufacturers, which assemble the vehicles, down to the tiers 1, 2, and 3 suppliers. Going forward, we look at the future with the growth of carbon fiber under and around the hood. Over the past 40 years, the demand for carbon fiber reinforced plastic has grown steadily in specialized applications where high strength and low weight are prized, but cost and supply considerations have kept the automotive market a natural fit, largely out of reach. That era may soon end. Costs have fallen, technologies have matured, and production capacity has increased. For car makers in search of new ways to increase fuel efficiency by reducing weight, replacing steel with carbon fiber reinforced plastic is looking more and more cost effective. Steel contributes about 60% to an average vehicle's weight, and almost all of it could, in theory, be replaced by carbon fiber reinforced plastic. Another article in the latest issue considers how new polymer technologies are steadily replacing older methods for the manufacture of car seats. Other stories in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business include an in-depth interview with the CEO of specialty chemicals company Momentive Performance Materials. Then we have a look at the paraxylene, butadiene, and polycarbonate markets of Asia. Meanwhile, in the U.S., increases in the price of acrylates have been called, quote, a dangerous game, unquote, by one manufacturer. Then we have a look at the particularly active titanium dioxide market. From Mexico to Slovakia to China, producers are expanding. All this and so much, much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Subscribe today and never miss an issue. Thanks for listening and good night.